Before we get started with today's video, we have a message from our sponsor. In Joe Biden's America, criminals are exalted and the police are condemned. It's sad to say, but you need to be prepared and properly trained to defend yourself and your family. Yeah, thankfully, there's iTarget Pro. This revolutionary system allows you to drop fire practice with your actual firearm anytime in the safety and privacy of your own home. No more inconvenient trips to the range. And with inflation causing the price of ammunition to skyrocket, it will save you a ton. Just download iTarget's proprietary app, load the laser bullet into your firearm, and start your training experience. iTarget will help you develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. iTarget Pro comes in all the major calipers, including .223, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Yeah, go to iTargetPro.com right now and save 10%, plus get free shipping with the offer code TWIN. This makes a great gift for gun lovers and is less expensive than a few hours at the range. That's the letter iTargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com, offer code TWINS.
Yeah.
Really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
Nice earrings. It goes with the suit. Dr. Rachel Levine. I think if you're transgender, personally, from my point of view, if you're a pediatrician, I think that's a red flag for me. I don't want you nowhere near my kids. Well, anybody with a sane mind. But she's a pediatrician. She has no business being a pediatrician.
See, y'all, what y'all failed to understand, this woman is a Trojan horse.
A what?
Trojan horse.
All right, I'm following you. Keep going.
That's how they took down, I think, the Romans, right? They brought that Trojan horse in there. They thought it, I forget they what they thought it was like a gift or something. Ooh, look, it's a Trojan horse.
But there's a bunch of soldiers inside.
No, but Rachel Levine is inside that damn horse. I think y'all know what the hell I'm talking about.
You talk about that movie Brad Pitt in it. Troy. They brought that damn horse and there was a bunch of soldiers in there. It was a gift to them, but it was a trick. They put a bunch of the soldiers. That's how they was able to overcome the wall and kill everybody.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think she should be.
Is that where that came from?
I don't.
That saying? Trojan horse?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I think this.
Yeah, I would say she is a Trojan horse. She's a pediatrician.
And she's trying to manipulate and exploit kids and whatever they're going through.
Yeah.
I don't think she.
It's like, definitely a conflict of interest for her personally because, you know, you could push your ideas on a kid to make yourself feel more accepted and feel comfortable within inside of your skin.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've never met a transgender person who's objective. They're all ideologues.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah. That was Socrates right there, man.
Yeah, I'm a damn philosopher now.
You damn philosopher.
I mean,
stoicism. That's what you're doing, man. You're spreading stoicism.
I guess, man. But she's pushing.
I don't think transgender is a gender. I think it's an ideologue, man.
It's an ideology.
Yeah, it's an ideology. But the person that's participating in that ideology is a damn ideologue.
Yeah, gender is I'm not going to even go there. We already know what gender is. It's science.
But you know what, man? It don't make no sense, though. Their ideology doesn't make sense. They're trying to say that gender is a social construct, but they say it's totally different from your biological sex. But then y'all want to take somebody who identifies as a female and put them in female sports, even though their biological sex it's male.
Hey, man, you beating the hell out that dead horse. You act like these people don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm just saying. That's what I can't get my head around.
Hey, let me say something.
They doing figure eights.
Yeah, y'all, this gender.
Around, they're doing figure eights around logic.
Yeah.
Like, man, that was a damn. Hey, put that down. The left is doing figure eights around logic. Kevin Hart said that, 2022. I said that. I came with that. What's wrong, man?
Oh, man, I've been trying to say something for like the last minute, and you just keep talking to me. So I'm like frustrated.
Well, go ahead and say something, man.
I done forgot what the fuck I was going to say. shut up.
I just hate it, man. You know how you get a good idea?
You know how you get an idea?
You want to say it because you're going to forget it.
Yeah, let me say it and it came back to
That's
me.
Why I be cutting you off, man. I come with an idea, I just don't want to forget it. Just want to get off my chest. You know?
Hey, man, what's the rush? I mean, these are damn chaps. That's what my president, you're a damn chap. You don't know no better.
Yeah, why?
You kids, shut up. These are kids. Let them grow up. When they become 18, then they're adults, then they can make, because at that age, they can't drive a car, they can't get a license, they can't get a credit card, yeah. They can't join the military.
Yep.
They can't do nothing without an adult's permission, but y'all allow them to do this life-changing stuff that's irreversible?
You can't change that. I mean, like, a majority of people, when they enter into college, they change their major.
Yeah, or
A lot of times when you go buy a car, I don't want this car. I should have got the other car. Oh, man, I don't like this girl anymore. I should have went with the other girl. These things you're pushing on kids is irreversible. You can't go back and change it. Yeah. You can't go back and reverse it. Yeah, you can't.
I don't think it's far-fetched when somebody goes in and just, when they go in and do the surgery, they take and put lidocaine in the mushroom tip in the balls, then they put it on a chopping block as if they're going to chop a damn chicken's head off. Right? And you're like, yes, it's gone. I'm a girl now.
Really?
I mean, that's just crazy logic right now. I'm a girl now just because you chopped it off. But what I'm trying to say is this. You don't think people change their mind like 6 months later? Like, man, I sure would like to squeeze one off right now. I can't. I chopped it off. I ain't even got no nuts.
You can't even rub yourself down there.
I mean, that's got to drive you probably like... I got a stroke, son. I mean, look at this old picture of Dr. Rachel Levine. I mean, you took your time transition. Your name used to be Richard L. Levine.
Hey, what is that? Jerry curl he got going? That's afro, right? He put a curl in there, didn't he?
He got a little curl going. I bet you everybody knew you was like, man, something's up with that damn Richard Levine. This damn hair pretty as hell.
I mean, he's born what, 19 what?
He was born in the 50s.
Born in the 50s.
He didn't transition till 2011.
Yeah.
He actually was married and got two kids, which means what? He busted nuts in a woman. Twice. He's got two kids. From what I hear, he went now and put his mushroom tip on the chopping block.
Hey, that's enough.
Oh, he's like, yes! I'm a woman now.
Yeah, you did it at an age in late 50s, early 60s, 40s, right?
Yeah,
40s, 50s.
4 years, it's 10 years ago.
He's born in 50.
He was in
We're in 2022. He did it in 2011.
I think he probably did around 50.
Late 50s.
Around 50.
Late 50s, maybe early 60s.
Who gives a shit? He wasn't a damn kid when he did it.
You did it between late 50s, early 60s. Why are you pushing this on kids? That's why I say you should not be around any kids. You shouldn't have that right. It's a conflict of interest. It's dangerous.
Yeah, like
you're transgender and you're a pediatrician.
Back in the day, as soon as you became a transgender, you would have lost your license to practice medicine.
Well, nowadays, you know, there's discrimination now.
Well,
we believe in freedom, right?
Hey, if you're a doctor and you're a damn rapist, I don't think they let you be a gynecologist anymore.
You can't. That's a conflict of interest. You might have an episode.
Why is that? I mean, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty damn sure if you're a rapist, you lose your medical license to be a gynecologist. I'm pretty damn sure. Right?
Yeah, but being a rapist and being transgender are totally two different things.
I mean, transgenders are not rapists, are they?
They just transgender. I'm sure there's transgenders out there that rape people, but I don't think Rachel Levine's raping people.
I'm just saying, it's like,
yeah, I don't think they should be around kids.
I don't think a pediatrician should be pushing stuff on
That's why he's a pediatrician, because he wants to push it on kids. Yeah, because you can mold kids into whatever. And I think the parents of these kids, obviously these kids didn't come up with this shit on their own.
Yeah.
You look at how many trans kids is in California, New York. It's going to far surpass what's in Kansas, what's in Oklahoma.
And what's in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah, because they're being manufactured. Yeah, you can mold kids to be whatever. You can mold a kid, a little baby, a boy, 5, 6 years old, 3 years old. You can mold him into be a white supremacist.
Yeah, you can mold a kid in anything.
You can mold a kid in anything. You know why? Because kids are stupid.
Yeah,
they believe everything.
Yeah.
Well, so, you're cute, man.
I'm done talking about this shit.
Yeah, these people ain't listening to us, man. That's
fine. Oh, yeah, it's a damn good show.
It's a damn good show.
Damn good show. Do you know Richard Levine changed her name to Rachel Levine because she's a her now? Still has the same middle name, Leland.
Huh.
Rachel Leland Levine?
Yeah, you should get rid of Leland.
Change it to
Lori
or Lala. You look like a Lala. To support the show, go to officialhawkstwins.com.
Anything you buy on our website, you automatically enter to win our new sweepstakes, which is a Ram TRX and $10,000 in cash. If you don't have any money to spend, don't worry. All you have to do is sign up for our SMS or email list, and you get free entrance into our contest.
Yeah, we got some new shows coming. Got all kinds of shows. Look at all these shows. We're coming to Milwaukee. We're coming to Green Bay. Man, look at all these shows we got coming.
Go to harshtwinstour.com for tickets.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, support this patriot.
He's a damn good man. Yeah. Well, I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to mypillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code HARSHTWINS when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.